The program is in touch. I'm Jenny McGee, and with us today is Dennis Bathory Kitts. He is an author, and he is also the director of the Vermont Alliance of Independent Country Stores. And we're going to talk about his brand new book, which visits country stores of Vermont. It's a history and guide. Dennis, thank you for taking time to talk to us today.
You're most welcome.
I was intrigued by this because, of course, doesn't everybody love the country stores throughout the state of Vermont, whether you're a native or a visitor or you've moved here? They're just an interesting treasure that we have, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I think the reason that I wanted to take on this book was because so many people think of them as kind of treasures, as museums, and forget that they're really live businesses and always have been.
Everybody might know a country store or two in Vermont, but are they alive and well in the state of Vermont?
In truth, yes, they are. One of the misconceptions about country stores is that they are suffering. Well, all retailers, all people who are working in any kind of trade are suffering. The economy goes up and down, and everybody's confronted by challenges from convenience stores or big box stores. And country stores, the same thing. But they're personal businesses. I mean, they're owned by families, so they have to be fleet of foot, as it were, to come up with new ideas for the stores to keep them fresh and to keep them central to their community.
And sometimes those new ideas are old ideas doing the retro world or bringing back products from yesteryear, aren't they?
In some stores, yes, that's true. Particularly areas where there are more tourists, you'll find people interested in the kind of the old-fashioned things, and stores will stock them. So country stores in Vermont will stock whatever the community needs.
What got you so interested in country stores, independent country stores, as the director of the Vermont Alliance? I didn't even know there was an Alliance of Independent Country Stores. Maybe we should talk about that. And what got you going on talking about and writing about Vermont country stores?
Here's the quick history. The Alliance of Independent Country Stores was founded by a few storekeepers back in 2000. And the idea was to have a look around the state, do a little outreach and see if there were stores, how many, and what their conditions were. And in 2001, they decided, yes, they were needed. And I happened to live a four-minute walk from a country store here in Northfield Falls. I was, I'm a regular patron, and my wife was in there one day, and she came back and told me about this new alliance that had been formed. And they were looking for somebody to help them out with publicity and maybe I could help out because I happened to be, as usual, as a freelancer between jobs. The tech crash had happened. I was a big author in computer technology. And so I was hunting around. And so I did some presentations for them, and they said, well, help us out full time. So in 2001, I became the director and have been ever since, and learned more about country stores than maybe anybody else in the state.
We are speaking with Dennis Bathory Kitts, and he is not only the director of the Vermont Alliance of Independent Country Stores, but the author of a new book that has just come out, Country Stores of Vermont, A History and Guide. And you say you've learned more than you thought you'd ever know about country stores. What have you learned?
Well, I've learned that everyone is different, and unlike chain stores or convenience stores, every storekeeper does something unique to be part of the community. But the most important thing that I think I've learned is that Vermont's village culture is really reflected in these stores. You go into a country store, and you know which town you're in if you've been in Vermont long enough simply by the contents of the store. Which stores have wine and how much? Which stores have local products from the farm versus which stores have condiments from local producers? Which milk they stock? How much feed and how many harnesses they might have in stock? Who has hardware and who doesn't? And so you can go from one country store like H.N. Williams on the west side of the state down in Dorset, which has everything you can imagine that services the community, to a store like the one at Gillingham's in Woodstock, which has so many tourist items, but still has the groceries and still has other things that the local community needs.
I don't know how many country stores there are in Vermont. Are there a large number?
Well, it depends. Let me sort of backtrack a little bit and tell you that the Vermont Alliance of Independent Country Stores, has certain criteria. The stores have to be old enough, have to be central to the community, have to stock enough goods to service their local communities should there be some sort of disaster. And have to be family-owned, and most of the time the families live in them. So of those kinds of stores, there are about 100 or so in Vermont. There are about 300 stores that call themselves country stores or general stores. Some are tourist stops, some are just grocery stores. But of those that really sort of have the full range of products and the community dedication that sort of defines our understanding of a country store, there are about 100 in Vermont.
So of those 100 country stores in the state, did you visit all of them?
Oh, no.
Okay, I was going to say, wow. That would be extreme.
Over the past 7 years, I probably visited about 50 stores, about half of them.
That's still a lot, though, isn't it?
It's a big state if you have to drive in it.
Well, I know they're at all corners. A lot of folks may not even realize this. There should be a little, do you have a tour map where you could do country store hopping?
Actually, the second half of the book is exactly that. I have 10 tours of Vermont, which take you from town to town, sort of turn by turn, and a stop at each country store, and about how many miles it is and how many days you can do it in. So if you're traveling through Vermont to, say, from Massachusetts to Montreal, you can stop in about 20 country stores for breakfast and lunch and dinner and catch the sights and spend 2 or 3 days in Vermont and have everything you need without ever stopping in a convenience store or going anywhere else. You can go to those places and then go to camp or go to settle into a local bed and breakfast. You got everything you need. Post offices inside the stores, too.
Yeah, that, you know, it's funny because the old country stores of yore all across America and here in Vermont really did service everybody's needs. And, you know, with the way that things are these days, you said convenience stores, box stores, it's nice they're still surviving. How is the survival rate? And you said they're doing pretty well.
They're doing much better. There's a big locavore movement now. People want to eat the local products and buy local goods. And that combined with the cost of fuel. I mean, if you think, well, you know, I'm going to save a quarter by going to the convenience store that's 2 miles away. Well, the price of fuel right now, by the time you get 2 miles and back, you've used up, even with a good car, you used up about a fifth of a gallon of gas to do that. And at the cost of gas right now, you've just used up that money and more in the travel. So people that now walk to their local country stores are saving a great deal more, and they can get local products. There was the whole salmonella scare across the country. Well, you know, you take local products, and you don't have to worry about whether that came from somewhere far away and whether it's part of a recall. It's local. It's grown here. You know the farmer who grew it. So that's why the stores are doing better. People are going to them because they realize it's a place they can trust, and it's a place they can talk to other people.
Now, as far as putting a book together, was that part of your publicity idea, or did you find so much information you decided to write this book, Dennis?
Neither one, actually. Last year, the History Press, which has headquarters in South Carolina and in London, called me and said, this is a topic we know doesn't exist. There are no books about the country stores in Vermont, and they seem really interesting. Would you write one? And so I said, sure, I will do that. I was in the midst of another project last year. One of my other hats is as a composer. And so I spent last year writing a great number of pieces of music on commission. So I put off the writing of this book until the 1st of January. And then I went crazy trying to get everything in, doing all of my research, taking photographs, getting old photographs, and putting together this book for the April 15th deadline for the History Press.
And now it is available in stores and online, and this would be a great idea for touring the state for people who live here or people who visit here to hit up some of those country stores.
Absolutely. I mean, as I said, there is a tour guide in the book, and it has 10 maps. And I divide it into things like West Side Story and East Side Kids and, you know, Central Vermont Ski Loop and just basically those kinds of things that both tourists and natives will find fascinating in their own state. Sometimes you don't even know until you go along the road that there's a store somewhere.
We are speaking again with Dennis Bathory Kitts. He is the director of the Vermont Alliance of Independent Country Stores and has just written a book, Country Stores of Vermont, A History and Guide. What was the most fun part about wandering into these various stores? If you've been to a good 50 of them or so to do a lot of the work on this book and really just get a gander, what strikes you?
I can't point to any one in particular, and I think that is probably the most rewarding part of being involved with the Alliance of Country Stores and also the writing the book, is that every time I walked into a store, I was walking into a different village in a different, almost a different world. I could walk into, for example, the Evansville Trading Post up in Brownington, way out in the country, and it has everything you can imagine. You walk in the front door, the first thing you see is hardware, you know, nuts and bolts. And there's a room of grocery. It's the only Native American-owned country store in Vermont, and there's a room full of Native American artifacts. But then on the other hand, you can go all the way down to, as I already mentioned, you know, the southwest side of the state. You go down the Wayside Store in West Arlington, and there you go in and you see snacks and groceries, but then you see hunting clothes and ammunition and every other kind of thing. Many of the stores have this wonderful sign up that says, "If we don't have it, you don't need it." And that really applies to the local community.
Well, it's so nice to know that country stores are still thriving and still exist. I gather there must be some across the country, too. I know we're focusing on the Vermont side, but the country store goes back. It's got a long history not only here, but around Americana all the way, right?
It does. The problem, I think, with the other country stores is, and they were mostly general stores, we just have a different reference in our word. The general stores is really what these all are. Many of them, particularly those in the Great Plains, went out of business, so they don't exist anymore. There are country stores in the Vermont character along the coast of California, for example, but not a lot, mostly because the rest of America is not a village culture. And I've used that phrase before, and that really is significant. Vermont, with its 251 towns and tiny population, remains a village culture, which supports these stores. In other states, it's more an urban culture and a rural culture with very little in between except suburbs, and suburbs support kind of convenience stores and differentiated stores, a hardware store and a store for this and a store for that. That's why New England still maintains a country store approach, and Vermont particularly, because of its incredibly rural character and small population, retains its country stores.
Dennis, you might want to add a little something of your experience or about the book or about Vermont and its flavor as we wind things down in our interview. And maybe we should let folks know how they can get a copy of Country Stores of Vermont, A History and Guide.
Sure, they can get a copy. We'll start with that.
All right.
They can go to historypress.net. And take a link from there to Amazon.com, or they can go to their local country store and pick a copy up there, because many of the country stores have stocked it already. Local bookstores are beginning to have it. Basically, make a phone call or go online, and you're going to find a copy of the book. Currently, I'm very happy to say it's actually out of stock at Amazon.com, which means it's selling pretty well. So go grab a copy. As far as a sort of a summary of why a book and what good is it and what these country stores are, it's part of what we understand ourselves to be, our sense of place. As we become increasingly, because of changes in the geography and the expenses, as we're more scattered in some ways, we also look for things which identify who we are. And very often that's sitting on, with family or walking down to the local country store or general store and standing around and drinking some coffee with some friends. A conversation that starts with two people at 6 o'clock in the morning, a third one joins, a fourth one, and then some of the originals leave, and the conversation stays going all day long. And that's what community is about, and that's what this book is about.
It's just neat. I can't wait to see a full copy of it and get to check it out myself. I do find it interesting because, of course, the world of new and technology is always part of our lives, too. And we're speaking on not a telephone or a cell phone, but through your computer to do this interview. So some things, really, the old world is great, and sometimes the new innovative technology is kind of interesting, too, huh?
I couldn't have done the book without, at least at this in this deadline, without technology. Some of the great books about Vermont you can't get your hands on physically, but are available online with Google Books. So the great Abby Hemenway Gazetteer of Vermont, which you can hardly touch anywhere, is available fully scanned there. And I discovered so much from these historical books that I was able to get online. So you never know. Technology, so advanced as computers, helps the stores run, and it helps the story of the stores be told, even though some of the photographs in the book are 150 years old.
It's amazing, isn't it? Well, it's been very interesting and fun talking to you today, Dennis, and hope you sell a lot of copies. I'm sure you're going to be busy talking about this, and you'll still be promoting those independent country stores, right?
Oh, you bet. I love them.
Dennis Bathory Kitts has been our guest, the director of the Vermont Alliance of Independent Country Stores, and the author of Country Stores of Vermont, A History and Guide. We appreciate your time again, Dennis.
Thanks so much, Ginny.
And I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I'm Ginny McGee, and you're In Touch.